Hi everyone, I'm Roberta Krivaita and I'm majoring in communications with two minors in international studies and humanities. And I am very proud that I have the privilege to say that I am a member of the Emery-Riddle tennis team. Unfortunately, our season ended abruptly due to coronavirus, but it's not a problem only for my team, but for all college athletes. My team had a great start this season. We were really excited to see the outcome of upcoming matches. We had 8-2 overall record and 1-1 in conference matches. I'm sure many college teams can share my personal experience, but also team experience overall. Our athletes were working extremely hard for the first month and a half while playing exhibition matches in order to be ready once when official matches start. I can only say that no one is capable of giving us back what we lost this season because of the coronavirus. We lost time that we invested, all the hard work, sweat, tears, sacrifice, and so on. When all this happened, we played a lot of exhibition matches and regional matches and two conference matches, meaning that the most important matches within our conference were ahead of us. Personally, I had a lot of ups and downs in a relatively short period of time, but I have to say that I started playing better and gaining my confidence back while I found out that our season ended. At that moment, I had 5-2 overall and 1-1 in the conference matches. I ended with a very long match that I lost in 3 sets. That match was a milestone for me. That match showed exactly what I should work on and what I already improved comparing that match with the previous matches. I was devastated after that match because I had the feeling I let myself down, but also my team, because that was a clinch match. My coaches were able to see the pain I was feeling after that loss, so they were checking on me a few days afterwards. That explains how emotional I was after that match. When I found out that our season ended, I was in my room chilling and watching movies because it was spring break. I didn't go anywhere so I can play during the break and go ahead with some schoolwork because we had a busy schedule ahead of us. My team and myself were told by our coach that the season is over. I am sure our coach received a ton of emails during that period with questions such as, can we really go home? What with the academic side? Is this season going to count? Are we going to get a year of eligibility back? And what will be with our scholarships? I'm sure that at that moment he didn't have answers to all those questions. Most of my teammates were outside of Daytona because it was spring break, but messages kept coming to our WhatsApp group that we have. A lot of players from both teams had their breakthrough this season and their dreams were crushed. We had a few freshmen that arrived and it was their first season. And personally, I've never seen someone so excited, but they weren't able to show their potential. We had seniors that were finishing their degrees. All in all, everyone was impacted by this outcome and no one was able to stay indifferent after we heard that news. After a talk with my teammates and hearing their plans, I also talked with coach just to get confirmation that I needed. Our season and classes on campus. Once when I received confirmation I needed, I called my mom that I'm coming home 63 days before I was supposed to come. We booked the ticket 2 days from when I heard the news. Luckily, I'm really good at packing, so I was done in a few hours. I am one of those people that is always homesick and always wants to go home, but this time that came too fast. The hardest part was saying goodbye to people that you were not ready to do that. Those goodbyes were escorted with a lot of hugs, tears, laugh, and promises that we will keep texting no matter what. At that moment, I realized how time spent with those people is precious. Even though saying goodbye was hard and I was going home to my parents, my dog, and my boyfriend. And in all that, my parents sold our apartment in the city and bought a house in the countryside. I was really excited to help them while moving out and moving in, but also to add the personal touch and make memories and creating a loving home for us. The tricky part was 18 credits online, mostly comm and humanities classes, which was a struggle, to be honest. Also, my parents weren't counting on me coming back before time, so they canceled the contract with the company we were receiving internet connection from. That was the biggest challenge I had to face. Getting an internet connection while having even more homework than when I was on campus attending classes normally. I thought I was ready for this challenge because I was taking classes online 3 summers already, but it was way harder with comm and humanities classes. Now, I appreciate my professors and their lectures even more because it is really important to receive instant feedback and have face-to-face interaction with them to get fully understanding of what I need to do in order to improve my paper. This was such a quick transition to online learning, and I have to say that professors did a great job of adjusting everything and making this transition easier for us. Even though the ending of this semester was challenging, I had a chance to spend time with people I loved the most. I think they had the hardest job, which was being patient with me because I was under a lot of pressure and stress. But every time when I was down and sad, my dog came to rescue. I had to smile and go for a walk with him. Also, our family got a little bigger. A dog that was wandering around this village where we moved brought 4 puppies to this world, and they are at our backyard currently until we find them good homes and good people to take care of them. Now, when I think about challenges I have to face as an athlete, I don't even know what to think, because we lost the chance to compete, chance to prove how much we're worth, and chance to improve. The biggest part of that loss is change in our daily routine. Most student athletes are training and competing from an early age, and that hole in their lives now will be hard to replace or fulfill. As I already said, I don't think any of us were ready for this. I can say that most of my teammates are running a lot and playing tennis with a wall or improvised tennis net in their backyard. But the thing that helps to cope with this situation is social media, to be honest. Seeing that I'm not alone and that my team is not the only one affected truly helps. Seeing all athletes coming together and sticking together during this situation is beyond amazing. Also, professional tennis players are doing so much for their fans now, showing their workout routines, cooking skills, all sorts of fundraising, and showing how close they are off the court. I think that shows us a different side of them, and that's important for their fans too. As of staying in shape, I'm taking it easy now, enjoying with the people I love, cycling and going for walks with my dog. My long-term goal for this break is to be careful with my nutrition, go for morning runs, and play tennis twice a week. Tennis is like swimming or cycling, so you can't forget how to hit a ball, but I can feel my lungs can forget how to breathe sometimes. I think it's too early to predict how spring 2021 will look like, but I'm happy that we will have the entire fall full of tournaments to show what we did during this break or didn't. Our coach never shares details about potential recruits, so that will be a surprise once when we are back in Daytona, I assume. As of my game, there is not much I can do from home because there is no one on my level I can play with, to be honest. In my case, only playing competitive matches can help. For me personally, the most important thing is finding a peace within while playing, so I have to keep working on myself and my mental strength. Not sure I have a recipe for that after 11 years of playing, but I'm still trying. I hoped that you know that you are not alone with this coronavirus shutdown. The thing that we should focus on, that all athletes share the same emotions because of this, which makes us closer. I think this opportunity for all of us to see what sport means to us and how much we miss competing, but also watching and supporting our role models on TV. I strongly believe we see a different side of athletes when this is over. Athletes that won't take give chance for granted, players that will work harder than ever before and represent their sport and their team on highest level and leave their hearts on the court. Academic-wise, I think everyone should appreciate their professors and their lectures, but also their dedication after ending this semester online. As I mentioned before, those goodbyes that came too early showed me that I should appreciate every second I spend with my friend, with my friends and my teammates, because eventually we will go separate ways and keeping in touch will be even harder. This is all from me. Stay safe and take care of your loved ones.